Conservative group launches ad blitz in battleground districts opposing Biden's tax and spend blowout. By Wendell Hasebo on September 13, 2021. Conservative group Americans for Tax Reform, ATR, announced Monday they will launch an ad campaign in House battleground districts to oppose President Joe Biden's tax and spend blowout $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. ATR told Politico Playbook the group's public relations campaign will feature a seven-figure ad buy of 30 seconds television ads and digital impressions that oppose the package's far-left initiatives, such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, suburb displacement with low-income housing, subsidized child care, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. The ads will air in the following House districts: Angie Craig, DMN, Cindy Axne, DIA, Susie Lee, DNV, Elaine Luria, DBA, Jared Golden, DME, Lizzie Fletcher, DTX, Susan Wild, DPA, Tom Malinowski, DNJ, and Matt Cartwright, DPA. One ad of the blitz will read, "Congressman Cartwright, say no to Biden's socialist tax plan." Many of the House districts in which ATR is focusing have revealed in September poor approval ratings for Biden. The ad campaign is thereby intended to pressure House members to oppose an unpopular president and his radical agenda that will come before the House in the coming month, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, only has a margin of 3 members to potentially pass the package. Pelosi's narrow majority is under pressure to find harmony with the Senate's package proposal, which currently does not retain moderate Democrats' SALT deduction, a Trump-era deduction far-left Democrats are eager to terminate. Instead, House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, DMA, has proposed severe tax hikes in the package. Corporate tax rate hike to 26.5% from 21%. Capital gains tax rate hike to 28.8% from 23.8%. New 3% on people making more than $5 million. A minimum tax on all U.S. companies' foreign income to 16.5% from 10.5%. Additional funding for IRS taxpayer enforcement. Neal told the Wall Street Journal the proposals expand opportunity for the American people and support our efforts to build a healthier, more prosperous future. Neal did not address the unintended consequences that large spending would have on an economy struggling under deflation and a labor shortage filled by excessive unemployment benefits. The Democrat infighting over what should or should not be included within the package has divided the party. Far-left Democrats have pushed back against Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, for instance, because he will not fully support the $3.5 trillion package as it is. Manchin's statements have caused Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and her far-left allies to push back on Manchin by suggesting he is not the only Democrat to hold sway. "It's not just Senator Manchin who has leverage," she explained. "Frankly, the entire party also needs to quote-unquote worry. Because just as we have a slim Senate margin, we have a slim House margin. So we aren't saying it's either your bill or our bill, but that both of these bills must move forward together or neither will." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.